cash fed cattle trade continued at a standstill through late Thursday afternoon. U.S. beef exports continue at a record pace. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmore. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmal with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 8th of February. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade remained undeveloped through Thursday afternoon. Cattle futures, mostly treadwater, pressured early by sharply lower lean hog futures, but recovering as trade picked up. Live cattle futures closed narrowly mixed from 17 cents lower to 11 cents higher. Except for unchanged in the back contract, feeder cattle futures closed an average of 26 cents higher. Corn and soybean futures came under pressure Thursday, perhaps in part to negative rhetoric regarding a trade resolution with China, as well as defensive positioning ahead of USDA reports Friday that will provide the first glimpse at grain stocks and usage estimates in more than a month. Corn futures closed 2 to 3 cents lower through SEP of 20, and then fractionally lower to a penny lower, while soybean futures closed 3 to 8 cents lower. Wholesale beef values were lower on light to moderate demand and offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 86 cents lower Thursday afternoon at $216.71 a hundredweight. Select was 84 cents lower at $211.53. Here are price trends from some of the weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Steers weighing less than 600 pounds sold $2 to $4 higher at Ogallala Livestock Auction in Nebraska, where 5,390 head were on offer. Steers weighing more than 600 pounds sold $4 to $6 lower, except for $2 higher at 800 pounds. Heifers sold steady to $4 lower. At Woodward Livestock Auction in Oklahoma, feeder steers weighing less than 800 pounds sold steady to a dollar higher. Steers weighing more than 800 pounds sold $3 lower. Feeder heifers weighing less than 800 pounds traded steady to $2 higher and then $2 lower at heavier weights. Steer calves sold steady. Heifer calves traded $1 to $2 higher. There were 4,810 head on offer. Feeder steers and heifers sold steady to $2 lower at Mitchell Livestock in South Dakota, where there are 3,810 head. The exception was steady to $2 higher for steers weighing less than 700 pounds and for heifers weighing less than 650 pounds. Steers weighing 5 to 600 pounds sold steady to $2 higher at Clarinda Livestock Auction in Iowa. Steers weighing more than 600 pounds sold steady to $2 lower. Heifers weighing less than 600 pounds traded steady to $2 higher, but $2 to $4 lower at heavier weights. There are 2,571 head on offer. Finally, feeder steers weighing 800 to 900 pounds sold mostly steady to $4 lower at Pratt Livestock in Kansas. Feeder heifers weighing 750 to 900 pounds sold steady to firm in a limited test. There are 2,528 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Thursday, pressured mostly by renewed concerns about global economic growth. Worries were spurred by reports that the U.S. and China are still wide apart in trade negotiations. Pressure also came from the European Commission, lowering its projections for economic growth to 1.5% for this year. According to Valdis Dombrovskis, in charge of Financial Stability, Financial Services, and Capital Markets Union, the forecast is revised lower, in particular for the largest euro area economies. He explains this reflects external factors, such as trade tensions and the slowdown in emerging markets, notably in China. Concerns about the sovereign bank loop and debt sustainability are resurfacing in some euro area countries, and he says the possibility of a disruptive Brexit creates additional uncertainty. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 220 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 25 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 86 points. U.S. beef exports continued on a record pace in November, according to statistics released by USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. You'll note that these are the latest statistics, about a month late, due to the government shutdown. Beef exports totaled 112,842 metric tons in November, up 1% from a year earlier, while value climbed 6% to $709.2 million. For January through November of last year, exports reached 1.24 million metric tons, up 8% year over year, and 6% above the record pace of 2011. At $7.63 billion, beef export value was up 16% and broke the full-year record set in 2017. Beef export value per head of fed slaughter is also on a record pace, averaging $322.97 in November, which was 5% more than a year earlier. Value per head of fed slaughter through the first 11 months of last year was $320.72, which was 14% more than the same period a year earlier. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 8th of February. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.